This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM Newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, Chicago police say they caught three people accused of stealing from a freight train on the southwest side. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the details.
At about 10:45, police say they responded to a call of a burglary on a train car near Pulaski and the Stevenson Expressway. When officers arrived to help railroad police, they say four men or young men ran away. Two went into the Sanitarian Ship Canal. Using a helicopter, police dog, and the Marine unit, the department caught three of the suspects. One is still at large. No one was injured, and charges are expected. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A fourth person is now charged with killing three people and wounding others at a Halloween party in the Joliet area in 2021.
The Will County Sheriff's Office says 23-year-old David Grijalva was arrested yesterday where he works in Shanahan. According to Sheriff Mike Kelly, Sheriff's Police and U.S. Marshals carried out the arrest. He's charged with 12 counts of first-degree murder, plus aggravated battery and unlawful use of a weapon. Grijalva is accused of being one of four people who opened fire from an elevated position on a group having a Halloween party 3 years ago in Joliet Township. Three people died, including one of the alleged killer's targets. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago election officials say early voting is off to a strong start this year. More than 1,200 voters cast ballots downtown yesterday on the first day early voting was available. Board of Elections Chair Maricel Hernandez says there's been an increase in voters coming out early and says the trend is wonderful. She says she feels the heightened interest in this year's election means the pattern will continue in terms of both early voting and voting by mail.
Federal safety regulators have released a report on a tanker truck crash last year in central Illinois that left five dead from a toxic chemical spill. The report includes an interview with a 17-year-old Ohio girl who admits the accident was her fault.
The girl had been driving a minivan. She was passing the truck. Video from the truck shows there was an oncoming car. The truck driver moved to the shoulder. He may have prevented a head-on collision. He lost control and the truck rolled over, releasing a plume of anhydrous ammonia. The girl was interviewed by state police. She was shown the video. The report quotes her as saying, "Oh, blank. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yep. Totally my bad. Wow. Holy blank." She insisted she had no idea that the crash occurred. The NTSB says it's only a factual account, no conclusions yet. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A 23-year-old woman is scheduled to appear in court today on charges stemming from a shooting on the CTA Red Line earlier this week. India Smith is charged with attempted murder, aggravated battery, and other offenses. She's accused of shooting a man after a dispute on an L train near the Thorndale station Wednesday morning. The man was initially hospitalized in fair condition.
30 years after the old Chicago Stadium closed and was replaced by the United Center, rare copies of the stadium's original architectural drawings have been found.
After being found in a file cabinet at an estate sale in the south suburbs, the architectural drawings went to Sammy Burke. He owns New World Cartographic in Bridgeport, which specializes in old maps and drawings.
They're the only known example of these plans. As far as we know, these are the only surviving paper documents of the plans of the original Chicago Stadium.
In addition to the Bulls and Blackhawks, Burke says Chicago Stadium hosted lots of events, including concerts, political conventions, and the 1932 NFL championship game.
It was the first indoor football game ever played between the Chicago Bears and the Portsmouth Spartans, which later became the Detroit Lions. The NFL championship game on 80 yards inside the Chicago Stadium.
Burke says it didn't take long to find a new home for the drawings. They were bought by the Blackhawks. Jim Gutis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Plenty of people likely to be dancing on the honorary Frankie Knuckles Way in Chicago this weekend. A free block party will be hosted celebrating the warehouse being given landmark status. The now-closed nightclub on Jefferson near Adams in the West Loop is considered the birthplace of house music. It was granted official city landmark status last year.
A faster, more frequent train ride between O'Hare and downtown Chicago may become a permanent reality.
After increasing service between O'Hare and Union Station for the Democratic National Convention in August, Metra says it's considering making the boost a permanent fixture. Cranes reports Metra says to make that happen would require an agreement with Canadian National Railway, which owns most of the track the route runs on, and with CPKC, which dispatches trains on portions of the track. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Child sexual abuse material was allegedly found on a North Chicago man's phone, and it was found in part because of a police dog.
Both the Lake County State's Attorney's Office and the Sheriff's Office received tips that child pornography was being shared from 18-year-old Johnny Stewart's home on Lincoln Avenue in North Chicago. Canine Grip was able to locate electronic devices during a search of Stewart's home, and analysis of those devices turned up hundreds of files of child sexual abuse material. Lake County State's Attorney Eric Reinhardt.
Not only are these dogs helping us find this material that we've got to take out of the hands of offenders, and we've got to make sure that these offenders are put behind bars where they can't hurt children or anyone else, they're also keeping law enforcement safe because they're able to help law enforcement quickly process the scene.
His office approved 3 counts of dissemination of, as well as 8 counts of possession of child pornography. Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports sponsored by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Here's Josh Liss.
All right, buckle up through a couple of thrilling finishes here. Atlanta's Falcons squeak into overtime on a field goal from Younghoe Koo, 52 yards out with 1 second left in the fourth quarter. They're in overtime. Falcons win the toss, set up to chip and dip their way up the field when all of a sudden...
The throw from Cousins, it's caught at the 40, moving upfield. Hodge, he could go! 10-5, touchdown! That is a winner! Atlanta Falcons, 45 yards, and it's over.
509 yards for Kirk Cousins and the winning TD to Kadarrell Hodge, 36-30. Falcons put out the Buccaneers. 3 Bears limited a Thursday practice for Carolina, including Tevin Jenkins, receiver DeAndre Carter, and D-lineman Jervon Dexter. It could have been the last at bat of Mets slugger Pete Alonso's career. His contract is almost up, but he keeps New York's season and his long ball legend alive with a go-ahead 3-run home run in the 9th inning. The Mets spoil the Brewers' season with a comeback win, 4-2.
This is something that you practice in the backyard as a kid. I'm just happy to come through for the boys. I mean, we've worked really hard all year. I'm really happy I got to come through for the team right there.
Alonso and the Mets face the Phillies in the division series. Prominent reports say Terry Francona is ending his short retirement to manage the Cincinnati Reds. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A first-of-its-kind immersive attraction is opening today on Chicago's Mag Mile.
My name is Brenda. I'm your sweet seeker.
Walk into the 20,000-square-foot space at the base of Water Tower Place, and you're transformed into the world of Hershey.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
The debut of the Hershey Super Sweet Adventure means patrons are part of the chocolate-making action.
Super Sweet Adventure is all about play and fun and, you know, immersing yourself in kind of what makes the candy special.
Stacey Moscatelli is CEO of Original X Productions, who curated the exhibit. She says it's a story-based experience with hands-on activities, and it's filled with plenty of senses and smells.
You know, smell has such an iconic, such a nostalgic vibe, and we wanted to bring that because obviously Hershey's is so iconic.
There are various candy-themed zones, including Reese's, Hershey's Kisses, Twizzlers, and Jolly Rancher. You can even create your own Hershey wrapper. The Hershey Super Sweet Adventure opens this week.
I now dub thee an honorary sweet seeker. Long may you taste.
Lisa Fielding, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A hearing yesterday made a case for preventing Chinese lithium battery maker Gotion from opening a manufacturing plant in the Kankakee County village of Manteno. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
Republican Congressman Darren LaHood was behind the meeting, packed with opponents of the battery plant. He's on a congressional committee scrutinizing business ties to the Chinese Communist Party.
We have found troubling links between Gotion, the Communist Chinese Party, and forced labor.
A Michigan Congressman, John Molenauer, also took part. Residents of his district, like those in Manteno, are also fighting a Gotion battery facility in court, and they voted out elected officials who approved the plant there.
Documents in the court case show even more shady dealings between the company's executive and the government officials. They gave one official $2 million for land that is only valued at $180,000.
LaHood had an empty chair on his right. He said a Goshen representative was invited and declined to appear. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
There's a warning out about scammers taking advantage of confusion over student loan payments.
If you've gotten a call, text, email, or letter that promises savings if you act quickly or guaranteeing lower payments for student loans, those may be fake. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul is warning scammers have been making such false promises and collecting fees up front. He and the Banking Division of the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation warn a tip-off should be any promises that loans will be immediately forgiven or canceled. Only official loan servicing companies can make changes, and you can get details about repayment options for free from the U.S. Department of Education. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
American employers added a surprisingly strong 254,000 jobs last month. Analysts say it's the latest evidence the U.S. labor market is still solid enough to support steady hiring and a growing economy. The September gain easily outpaced the 159,000 jobs that were added in August. The unemployment rate last month ticked down from 4.2 to 4.1%.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.